line, despite continuous efforts by the country to curb the spread of HIV among the population, experts have blamed men for poor health-seeking behaviors and stigma that discourages persons living with HIV from seeking care and treatment.
Though forgotten, the silent killer HIV is still much active and alive in our communities. Statistics on the status of national HIV and AIDS in Uganda as of December 2024 shows that about 1.5 million people in Uganda are living with HIV. Out of this, 930,000 are women and 550,000 are men, and 1.3 million people out of the 1.5 are on treatment. In the same year, 37,000 new infections were registered, with women and girls being the most affected. Henry Mutebi, a technical advisor at the Uganda Country Coordinating Mechanism, UCCM, for Global Funds, noted that men have poor health-seeking behaviors.
Somehow, the face of HIV is not as rosy in the 90s. So I think because of that, a lot of young people think that there is no HIV, though it is not as dangerous. So I'd like to emphasize that HIV is still around. Still, there are people who are dying from HIV. So when you look at the statistics, there are more women. But when you look at the death, there are more men who are dying. So what that means is that a lot of men have poor health-seeking behavior.
Ruth Akulu is the youth representative for UCCM for Global Fund. She notes that stigma is the number one cause of HIV.
It's not a death sentence. The number one factor that leads to increasing number of people living with HIV is because of stigma. Stigma affects self-confidence. It affects access to services that you need. It affects access to treatment.
Daily, a total of 20 girls get infected with the disease. According to the regional ranking, Mid-North region has the second largest HIV prevalence of 7.6% after South Buganda with 8.1%. Uganda has continued to register progress in its fight against HIV and AIDS. Reporting for Radio Patches News, I am Biko Rombe.